Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
With a lot of people doing it hard, an independent financial advisor was giving advice on how to break through financially. He made quite an audacious comment. When I want something, I get someone else to pay for it. Let's just back that up a bit and hear it again. When I want something, I get someone else to pay for it. Hi, Mum. I want a new car. Can you buy it for me? Why not? Let's explore it. I want a new car. Okay, instead of paying for a new one, and the moment I've driven it off the lot, it's worth half its value, instead, I lease one, so the company pays for all the repairs. And if it's for work, I also get tax deductibility. In 3 years, I just exchange it for a newer model on the lease. That works. Or just buy one secondhand. Someone else paid for it new. I get a cheap secondhand. I want a push bike. I buy one from the local op shop or off eBay secondhand and dirt cheap. That works. For those of us who are paying off a mortgage, rent out a room, or set a bit of it up as a granny flat so someone else is helping you pay the mortgage interest. When I want something, I get someone else to pay for it. Okay, so we get where the financial advisor was coming from. It's not using people. It's not unethical. It's smart business sense. The problem is the expression sounds, well, greedy, opportunistic. Maybe we should change it to when I need something, I get someone else to pay for it. It still sounds a bit dodgy, but it's an excellent tool to incorporate when we purchase things just to make us smarter. It's also good to be mindful what the Bible says about being satisfied with things, with money. In Ecclesiastes, it says, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity." I'm Aaron Wright.